It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast. By the way, it doesn't make any difference when you're listening to the podcast, whether you're listening to it in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, it really doesn't make a difference because the information is always the same. It's always pertinent. It's always valuable. But if you are listening to it currently, we are on a countdown headed toward the first of the year. Are you going to achieve your goals of 2015? Are you going to reach them? I want to help you because our program, Law of Attraction Solutions, LLC, it's about the law of attraction. We're the only ones out there in the trenches with you because we're focused on your personal success. We're focused on your clean, uplifted energy, your spiritual connection, your business success, your relationship success. We want you to find success in every part of your life, including your workspace, including your office. We've made some changes around here during our vacation. I'm now increasing the amount of time that I work standing up. So we've created a workspace where my computer can be up here at eye level and I can work standing up rather than sitting down. That puts more energy in the game. That puts more skin in the game because my whole body's involved rather than everything just kind of slumping over in a chair and my fingers working. Okay? So that's what we're doing. You're going to make some changes too because you always want to maximize yourself and take your game to the next level. I want you to win. Okay? Here are some tips on how to maximize your office experience if you're working in an office. Number one, absolutely first, set micro goals. Daily goals. What am I going to accomplish today? What am I going to get? If I don't do anything else today, what am I going to get done? What's the one thing that I have to do or the two things that I must get done today? Write them down and print them in your brain and say, these first, take on the tough stuff first. Everybody wants to take on the easy stuff first and then, oh, I'm pushing off the tough stuff for later. It doesn't work that way. Go right to the hard stuff. Get into the battle right from the beginning. So set micro goals. And actually, I put this as number zero because you should be doing that the night before. Okay, when I get up in the morning, this is what I'm on to. This is what I'm focused at. Number two, use more red, blue, and yellow in your office. Sounds crazy, but research shows that adding more red, adding more blue, and adding some highlights of yellow will help you become more effective. If your office is all brown with, brown trim and some gold here and there, maybe splash it with something red, a picture that has some red in it, or some flowers, or something that's blue. But get some energy in your workspace. Next, you have to set a deadline for your attainment of a task. When you set a task, you need to say, what am I going to get this thing done? And it's so easy to just let it ramble on. We're kind of in that right now with a book that we're editing. We've kind of got into the rambling on stage. We really need to set a deadline for the task and say, okay, by Thursday, it's done. And if that means we don't do anything else, if that means we don't eat, sleep, or drink, but we focus on that task, That's what we have to do, and that's what you have to do. You've got important tasks that need deadlines. Start attaching a deadline to your task. You're going to see your productivity go way up, and that means more success and more money. Okay? That's good, right? Gadget-free your desk. Now, I don't really have any gadgets on my desk except for one. Here it is, right here. It's a little cap gun from my childhood. I keep it there just as because I like it. And I think it's fun. And it's a little cap gun. Picked it up at a garage sale, but that's the only gadget I have on my desk. I don't think you need a bunch of gadgets on your desk. Get rid of all the gadgets. Put them in a box. Put them at the bottom drawer of your desk, or get rid of them altogether and focus on work and energy. Okay, that's what you want to focus on. That's the kind of stuff you want on your desk. And one of the gadgets that we have, of course, is our iPhones, right? You know about those iPhones. Did you know that the average businessman, oh, this is pathetic. The average businessman will check his phone for messages 150 times a day. That is a waste of your time. Limit your time on Facebook, checking messages, set times throughout the day, unless you're expecting an important message right away, a time-sensitive message. Set times throughout the day when you're going to log in, check things out, and get off and get back to the focus. As we said earlier, and this kind of goes with your daily micro goals, prep and plan the night before. I think that just goes without saying. 10 minutes, that's all you need. Come on. You can do that. 10 minutes the night before. When's the best time to exercise? Whenever you can do it. But the second best time to exercise is in the morning. Get your blood rushing, you know, get pumped up, get excited, and when you're out there walking or jogging, put something positive on. Put our podcast, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. Joe Vitale, you know, something that motivates you, gets you excited, and gets you fired up and directed for the day. How about in your office, an inspirational board or some inspirational pictures? Something that when you look at it for a moment, you may only look at it once a month. I mean, really look at it. But when you look at it, it reminds you of CORE. I have in my office a picture of Albert Einstein. It says, imagination will take you everywhere. I understand the importance and power of imagination as it applies to business, marketing, advertising, and the law of attraction. That's my CORE, imagination. What's your CORE? Is it risk? Is it strength? Is it tenacity? Find important motivational pictures or create a motivational board and place it in your office where you can see it on a regular basis. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, your business mentor, and we help a lot of people in small businesses, people in sales, marketing, people who want to achieve more, have more, do more, be more. We apply 30 years of marketing expertise, maybe longer than that now that I think about it, but I won't confess that publicly. But all these years of marketing expertise and advertising expertise to help you get your business rocking and rolling and making money. That's what it's about. I don't care how good your business is. I don't give a damn how good of a photographer you are if you are not making money. If you're a great artist but not making money, then you will be famous like Vincent Van Gogh, but broke during your life. Yeah, so come on. Let's get focused. Visit me at www.lawofattractionsolutions. I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I mean, seriously, what have you got to lose? Let me show you in 30 minutes, two or three ways that you can increase your productivity, increase your attraction action, and start getting what you want out of your business. The next one is let's reduce. You know, there's a big talk about multitasking. Let's reduce the multitasking and get on point. and achieve a goal. Instead of having 20 things that are halfway done, let's get something done and finished and out of the way and on to the next project. Let's follow through with what we have to do. Okay? Well, there's other things I could give you that will help your office experience, but I think this is a good beginning. Take those tough tasks first in the morning. Get fired up. Have your goals set. Know what your intentions are. Know what you're attracting at all times with everything you do in your office. Your office is your attraction temple for your business. Everything you do at some level is attracting something. What are you attracting by your actions or inactions? Okay, I am Robert Zink, your Miracle Mentor. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to pay it forward. Go out and help somebody today. Do something special for them. It'll pay off. I promise. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. There's the bell. Gotta go. Bye-bye.